Good morning and welcome to Through Their Message. My name is Rhonda, and I come to you from Foundations Bible Church in Winnebago, Minnesota. Jesus declared, "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again." "How can a man be born again when he is old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born." And Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit." John 3. One is born and given a family, given a name, and finds a place in this world to create a home, maybe a family of their own. Relationships develop, and for many it is good with some struggles, but for many others it is struggles with some good. But no matter how bad or how good everyone believes it is, they believe that there is some place better than where they are at this moment. And everyone believes that there is a better place where it is pain-free, where we will gather with loved ones who have gone on before us, and where we will find freedom from the burdens of this world and be at peace and find rest. Everyone knows this place by name. It's called heaven. But many are deceived into believing that everyone will gather there. In being born in the flesh, being created in the image of God, of his character and his knowledge, man was given the earth as his kingdom to rule over and to care for it. He was to rule, but it would not be his to own. It would always be God's, but he would share its beauty and its bounty. It was beautiful, being not only pristine for the eye to take in, but in harmony with God, in relationship with him, walking with him, spending time with him, a relationship between the Creator and his created. It was beautiful. It was how God had intended it to be and how it will be once again when he comes to reclaim that which is his own, the whole of the earth and everything in it. There is not one thing of which will be left undone, not one person left untouched, not one deed to remain in the darkness that has hidden it. When the Lord returns, there will be a light upon the earth greater than the sun that we see above us every day, and it will penetrate the darkest and the deepest of spaces. Why do we always go back to the beginning when we are talking about the end? Well, because as it happens, in between those times, those are the days recorded in our names. An example, John Doe, born June 27, 1919, died April 6, 1999. Of John in those days, it could be said that John was a son first, a brother maybe, a friend, a husband perhaps, a father, impossible. John was many things to many people. John was known by the Creator of heaven and earth, and whether John acknowledged this or not, John did not come into being without God's knowledge of him. God told Jeremiah that he knew him before he was formed in the womb. God knows us before we are born. But how is this? He's God. There is nothing is created without him. He has a time for you chosen. He has a plan for you, and he knows of those who will give their hearts fully to him, and of those that will deny him, rebel against all that he is. He knows of the struggles we will all have. He knows of the lies we will give birth to, and of the lusts that we will fall into. He knows of the weaknesses each of us has. He knows that no matter how good it may be for some, it will not be good enough. And he knows that there will be countless that want it all, and they will want to sit on his throne and claim his power for their own. There are those that will tell you that life begins with the first breath outside of the womb. And yet in the darkness of the womb, a seed has been planted, and life begins to take form, its precious breath coming from the woman carrying the child within. So how is it that a child known by God, formed by him in the womb, that has a heartbeat, whose brain functions, and who moves and kicks, is not considered to be alive until it is visible outside of the womb? We live in darkness for the first 9 months of our lives while we are in the womb, and through the process of birth we come into the light. It is in the light that we are made known, not given life, but we are made known, and we find as we grow that there is more to the darkness than we could have known, and we begin to understand that darkness is also within us. This beautiful fabric that is us, which God has so tenderly woven together, is stained even at birth. it was stained from the moment of our conception. But just as in our coming out of the womb, out of our surrounding of darkness and into the light, so it happens that when we are reborn, we are given the opportunity to have the darkness within also transformed into light. The stain of sin is passed from generation to generation, and so the opportunity to be cleansed and transformed by the light is passed down to us also, as we are called to a rebirth and then adopted into the family of God, becoming a new creature who has been circumcised from the old ways and into now being born in the way of holiness and righteousness. Adam and Eve took a bite of the beautiful piece of fruit, only to find that the taste was not as pleasant as it appeared to the eye to be. Instead, they found it was bitter, and it left a stain on them that they could not remove. They were unable to step back over the threshold from which they had just come and change anything. They had listened to the enemy of God, and he had been more than willing to fill their ears with questions and deceit. Having been cast down from heaven himself, and taking with him all of the angels who would listen to his lies, he brought his deceitful ways into the world, and today that same spirit that led Adam and Eve from God is roaming the earth, filling the ears of all those who will listen to it, and of those who have believed his promises. The hope of eternal life will elude them, because they cling to the riches of the earth, and they live for today, and as for tomorrow, they have not a thought. Too many stand at the crossroads and they refuse to make a choice. They say, there's time. When I get old and when I'm dying, maybe then I'll think about it. But there is not a one of us to which a guarantee of tomorrow on this earth has been made. And so we must ask ourselves today, will I stand in the light or will I stay in the shadow of the darkness? Will I come before the Creator of heaven and earth and acknowledge who I am and ask him to wash me, to cleanse me, to create in me a new heart and renew a right spirit within me? Do I have a desire to know God, to have the stain of sin removed from me? Will I acknowledge that only Jesus can do this for me, that I'm willing to submit to his authority? Jesus said that a man must be born of water, the physical birth, and he continues saying that a man must also be born of the Spirit, born again. Only then may they see the kingdom of God and enter through its gates. Jesus said, I tell you the truth. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. When Jesus began to preach, he said, the people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. And from that time on, Jesus began to preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near, from Matthew 4. Charles Spurgeon writes, to see the kingdom of God on earth is to be a member of the mystical church. It is to enjoy the liberty and the privileges of the child of God. To see the kingdom of heaven means to have power in prayer, to have communion with Christ, to have fellowship with the Holy Spirit, and to bring forth and produce all those joyous and blessed fruits which are the effect of regeneration, of rebirth, of being born again, not of the flesh, but of the Spirit. You cannot see heaven nor enter its gates without first knowing her King. There is not one who will enter lest they have acknowledged him, come to him, received him as their Savior and then Lord. He came not to condemn the world, but to save it. So will you reach out your hand to him that he may rescue you from eternal darkness, that he may open your eyes to see not only what lies before you here today on earth, but to see his kingdom, the kingdom of God, where eternally nothing will separate you from him. Will you come to him when he calls your name? Will you come to him seeking his forgiveness for the life you have lived in rebellion to his word? Will you come to him and give praise to him because he came down from heaven for you so that you may know life and live it abundantly by his power and through his love? Come, broken to be mended. Come, wounded to be healed. Come, desperate to be rescued. Come, empty to be filled. Come, guilty to be pardoned by the blood of Christ the Lamb. And come and know that you are welcome with open arms. Lord, to you I come, just as I am.